A man who crunched budget numbers for Jim Doyle has paired up with another former aide of the Democratic governor to come up with a health plan for all. Two lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are co-sponsoring the $13.5 billion proposal. One of them is Democrat John Richards of Milwaukee, who says major interest groups like the Medical Society and business trade organizations have had input on the matter.
In order to pass something this big, you need to have support from a very, very broad group of people. It can't just be a totally labor idea or a totally business idea. And I think that we have started to get people on to the train of major health care reform in Wisconsin, because the alternative is to do nothing. And doing nothing is completely unacceptable at a time when health care costs are spiraling out of control.
Kurt Gelo of Mequon is the other sponsor. The Republican heads a committee to reform Medicaid, which has become one of the state's most expensive programs. Those on Medicaid would be included in a health care buying pool, along with everyone else in the state. Much of the money for insurance coverage would come from employers. Companies would pay between 8% and 12% of employees' wages to a health care fund run by a nonprofit organization. Residents would also pay a deductible to be covered by one of several proposed health plans. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.